from the Triple M studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shugold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shixie.
Right now, let's bring you up to date. Top six at six.
Top six at six. Just a snapshot of the day.
Yeah.
Some of these stories we might delve into a little deeper. Otherwise, just think of them as a headline, something that could spark something in your own life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Make you think about yourself introspectively.
Yeah, and stories that you're just going to hear about through the day as well.
Of course.
That sort of thing.
Top six at six. Number one, Duke of Sussex is set to miss the Queen's birthday by flying back to LA today.
How awful.
I'll tell you what, Harry is a turd.
Why wouldn't he just stay for a couple of extra days?
She just lost her husband.
Yeah.
Partner of 73 years. You can't stick around for a champagne in one of the front rooms.
That says a lot, I reckon, about what's going on there.
It really does. Apparently, Charles and William and Harry had a two-hour chat.
Yeah.
I would love to have been a fly on the wall at that chat.
Oh, imagine what would have been discussed.
That's a chance to get real regal on Harry's ass.
Yeah.
Yes. How awkward.
How do you think it would have went?
It would have been Charles and William going, "We're really genuinely worried about you, mate. And as a father and a brother, we're saying to you, we're concerned for where you're at."
Mm.
And rightfully so.
Yeah.
Because what we've realised is you're a dead shit.
And we just want to soften that a little bit for you.
Well, Charles shouldn't soften it. He's the future king.
Yeah.
He should cut his head off.
Make him walk the plank.
It's treason. But times have changed.
Yeah, they have.
We know that from Neighbours.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, which we'll discuss later.
Yeah, that is coming up a little
coming
later.
Coming in at number two, verdict looming in the George Floyd trial. Not a lot of jokes there.
No, and there's a lot of badness going on in America, isn't there?
Number three, Crazy Rich Asian star reveals he was subjected to horrific racist backlash after landing a role on Neighbours as more actors come forward with shocking allegations against the soap.
Wow.
Heavy.
That is.
Heavy. We're going to talk about that later.
Not Neighbours.
Yeah, not Neighbours. Number four in the top six at six this morning, Mad Max prequel, Furiosa? Is that how we're saying it?
Yeah.
Starring Chris Hemsworth will be filmed in New South Wales, adding 850 local jobs and injecting $350 million into the economy.
Well, is that being filmed in Byron Bay?
Probably. It's probably being filmed at his house.
It's big enough.
We've got Chris. There's one condition. He won't leave his home.
He doesn't have to. It's as big as Chadston.
And Elsa Pattercake has to be in it as well.
What?
He'll only do it if his Spanish wife can be in it.
I don't know.
You're Spanish.
No.
I don't believe
you're
Spanish.
It's actually not how it's pronounced, but it's something like that.
I can't get Pattercake out of my mouth.
Elsa's right. I don't think the surname
it's
is,
like
though.
Pataki.
It's like that. I think that's more like it.
So you think you're Spanish? Come on, no accents, guys. Number five, Tottenham coach Jose Mourinho sacked after Super League reveal. Don't know a lot about that one. I'm not going to lie.
You'll find out.
Number six. Bindi Irwin's mother, Terry, introduces three-week-old girl Grace Warrior Irwin to the animals at Australia Zoo.
Ooh,
slow news day.
Oh, dear. What's on the front page?
Front page time.
Well, look, this isn't technically front page. It's very local, though. Neighbours. I've been sort of following this Neighbours story that's been simmering away in the press, with some allegations around racism from various cast members that have gone through that system, some of them for a couple of years. These aren't just guesties, as we call them in the trade. A little bit of backstage for you. You know, guys who are on the show.
Yeah.
Saying, you know, there's some stuff going on there that's not appropriate.
Regulars.
Now, who knows? Yeah. I don't know. But I'm not doubting anyone. I'm not doubting either side, because I'm an Aussie. I know what goes on in the workplace.
Yeah.
I'm 50.
You're down in the trenches.
I've heard a bit of this gear over the years. I'm not going to lie.
Been around the trenches, been around the block a few times.
You know, I've heard and, you know, been guilty myself of some casual racism over the journey. Not proud of it, but you age and mature. A growing number of actors have come forward to say they faced racism while working on Neighbours, alleging management turned a blind eye when they directly raised their concerns. That's not what you want. If you raise a concern with management, you want it dealt with appropriately.
You want it to be heard.
You want it to be heard. What's HR called here, Will?
I think it's HR.
It's HR.
Oh, just HR. That's a shame, because some of them have wacky names now, like experiencing people.
People experience.
People experience.
Yeah. Obviously, you never went there.
No. No. Only to kiss the lady that was running it at the time. I'm joking, guys.
Joke.
That is just a nature joke. DC, that's okay.
Just mucking around, just having some fun.
Kiss the young lady that was running HR. Yeah. Who's got an issue with that? We'll find out after the show.
Probably before.
Oh, my phone's ringing.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's Susan?
From the experience department.
Having some fun, mate. Having some fun. 2 weeks after actor Sharina Clanton detailed alleged incidents behind the scenes, a number of former cast members have rallied around her, with three actors telling 7:30, "Oh, this has made it in front of Lee, has it?"
Mm-hmm.
That they want a systemic overhaul of the production. I was not aware that Lee was involved in this.
No.
Whenever Lee's involved.
Lee Sayles, you're talking about.
Lee Sayles, yeah. Absolutely.
People are just wondering who Lee is.
I mean, it's very... whenever Lee Matthews digs down into casual racism on the Neighbours set, I know it's serious. He was a very good footballer.
Very good.
And coach.
Mentor and coach. If you'd said Tracy Grimshaw was involved, then I would have thought, well...
It's fair enough.
Fair enough. I mean, when Tracy cuts a story, we all know it's been cut.
It's a big story.
It's a big story. Usually it's diet-related or the price of sausages, something along those lines. Last night on 7:30, Sharina claimed she witnessed repeated use of racial slurs, adding that Neighbours had been the worst environment that I've worked in.
Wow.
Can you please bring up a photo of Sharina so I can have a look at Sharina and see what her story is?
That's quite the statement.
Isn't it? It's pretty heavy.
Mm.
And this is a woman that was working on the show for what period of time? We'll find out, I'm sure.
Mm.
The industry union, the Media, Entertainment and Arts Alliance has now intervened, meeting with the production company for Neighbours Fremantle and insisting on new anti-racism, sexual harassment and discrimination training for all staff. Look, as an industry person, I know what that training involves.
Mm-hmm.
It's about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that this is directly what this training is.
Yeah.
But traditionally, training's about an hour with someone from legals going, don't do this and don't do that. And no one asks any questions because all we want to do is get out of that meeting.
Yes.
Because meetings suck balls.
I never got that feeling from you, that you didn't enjoy a meeting.
You've always seen me enjoy meetings.
Yeah.
Formula regular cast member, Sharon Jahal, detailed numerous incidents in a lengthy statement on social media. She claims a cast member referred to me as the black one and or blackie behind my back in the presence of other crew members. Well, that's holy hell.
Wow.
That is outrageous.
Sure is.
If that's happened in recent times, or at any time, but, you know, in the world we live in, to call someone blackie or the black one, holy hell.
Yeah.
You'd have to be kidding. Former Sri Lankan cast member, Menik Gunaratne, appeared on the show in 2011 and says that management did little to help her deal with a viewer backlash to her Indian character. Viewer backlash.
Is that 10 years ago?
Yeah. Menik claims she asked management to remove repeated racist comments from the Neighbours' social platforms but was rebuffed. Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? There was a time when you couldn't get stuff taken off social media. You know, as talent like this, you'd sit there and read stuff about yourself and think, should we not
filter this a little bit?
Should we not pull some of these comments down? Because they're moving beyond hurtful now.
Yeah.
You know, are we not policing some of this social media stuff?
Well, I think that's when everybody was getting their head around what social media was.
It was
that long ago.
Companies would push back and go, oh, we don't want to be seen to be editing stuff.
Yeah.
And it looks like we're cherry picking and selectively deciding, you know, what the content should look like. And I'm like, well, okay, imagine if it was your daughter, Dick.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
Social media discuss, separate phone topic.
we know you're not about it.
No, I'm not about it at all. I don't understand it. It's just bullying in an echo chamber of like-minded wankers.
Mm-hmm. Although you did get into a Facebook hole last night.
I do love Facebook videos. In more recent times, Neighbours has increased the number of culturally diverse actors on screen. Oh, my God. Then we found this grab from 1993 as we went into a deep dive on some of the Neighbours' back catalogue. Have a listen to this.
Poor Hannah. How am I supposed to tell her that her pet was barbecued? That sort of thing might be acceptable in your country, Mrs. Lynn, but in Australia we consider it barbaric.
So you think we ate her?
Surely you're not going to deny it now.
What?
I know. We didn't play that grab to you because we wanted one person to have a natural reaction to it. Have you ever heard anything more ridiculous? That was the Lim family being accused in 1993 on Neighbours being accused of barbecuing their dog.
That is outrageous.
Actually, it wasn't even their dog. It was somebody, Hannah's dog, whoever she is.
Oh, my God.
The Limbs barbecued Hannah's dog, and then they were confronted in the backyard about
it. They didn't.
No, you're right. They didn't. But, I mean, the fact that you're sitting in a writer's meeting going, hear me out and let me finish. What about the Limbs barbecue Hannah's dog? And then five other blokes go, yeah, I don't mind that.
That is unbelievable.
Wow, I tell you what. There's a lot of work to be done there. What's on the back page?
Well, sport lives here on KO. Stream over 50 sports live and on demand. If you're new to KO, start your 14-day free trial today. Will.
Good morning, Troy.
Morning, Will.
Morning, team. Morning, Marty.
How are you going, buddy?
Not too bad. A little bit under the weather.
Are you? What's wrong?
Oh, just a bit of nasal stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. It's fine.
Sinusitis.
Sinusitis. That's Marty it. Speaking. Push through it, mate.
Yeah, I am.
And don't ever mention it again on air.
You asked and I...
Well, I didn't expect that as an answer.
Sorry. The biggest sports story in the world right now.
Oh, is it? What
even
is
if it? You don't care for football or soccer.
Yeah, soccer, please.
Football.
This is an important story. So European football has been plunged into an unprecedented crisis over the last 24 hours.
I heard you talking about this in the office yesterday.
So there are 12 European football clubs, arguably the 12 biggest.
12. So from all over Europe, obviously.
There's six from England, including Liverpool, Manchester United, Arsenal, the big ones that you'd know.
Yeah.
Real Madrid and Barcelona from Spain.
Good.
Barcelona.
And
do you say Spanish?
Three of the biggest Italian clubs as well. Yeah. They have left the Champions League.
Yeah, this is huge.
It's the major competition for European clubs. If you come in the top three, or if you win
in your domestic competition.
In your domestic competition, you qualify for the Champions League, and that's arguably the big one. Mm. If you get to the Champions League and you win that, that's the most prestigious thing you can do in football.
Well, it's a European competition in the home of football.
Exactly. And now these 12 clubs have all gone for a cash grab, and they want to make their own competition, the Super League. Oh. Not dissimilar to what happened in rugby league.
ARL, NRL.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, ARL and Super League.
Super League. So this is also called the Super League, and it has caused absolute uproar across football communities around the world and especially in Europe. So
why are they doing it?
It's basically for the cash. They're going to be the foundation clubs. They can't be relegated because in the Champions League, depending on your domestic performance.
So if you come fifth, you're out.
You're out.
So clubs are saying, we will always be a part of this competition going forward.
Yeah, exactly. So you always have to qualify for the Champions League. In this scenario, Arsenal would be able to just rock up every year to the Super League and play that competition. And one of the main voices in this has been Manchester United legend Gary Neville. And this is what he said on Sky Sports in the UK, summarising the sentiments of most football supporters.
I'm disgusted with Manchester United and Liverpool most. I mean, Liverpool, they pretend, you know, you'll never walk alone, the people's club, the fans' club. Manchester United, 100 years, born out of workers around here. And they're breaking away into a league without competition that they can't be relegated from. Manchester United aren't even in the Champions League. Arsenal aren't even in the Champions League. You watched them earlier on today. They're absolute shambles of a football club at the moment. Tottenham aren't in the Champions League. And they want a God-given right to be in there. They're an absolute joke.
Well, it's a different league, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's no longer the champion. What they're proposing is a totally different league called the Super League.
Yeah.
It's not the Champions League.
There's a lot of people calling this literally the death of football. Fans are gutted with this result. And Neville believes these clubs should all be punished.
The time has come now. Independent regulators, stop these clubs having the power base. Enough is enough. Deduct points, deduct their money, and punish them.
So it's going to be very interesting what happens. The FIFA aren't happy. The Premier League aren't happy.
But if everyone's unhappy, does it matter or are they just unhappy? How do they stop it?
We're talking billions of euros on the line here, so it's going to be very hard to convince the clubs otherwise. But,
you can be as unhappy as you like.
Yep.
This is the modern world, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's no tradition left.
No.
Tradition is gone.
There's an argument.
The pink ball test is about when tradition ended.
I love the pink ball test.
Yeah, of course you do, because you're 12.
I'm a child. But there is a school of thought that FIFA should ban the players that play in this Super League from representing their country.
Oh, God.
And if that sort of thing ugly. Gets involved, yeah, it's going to get quite ugly. So that's what's happening in soccer at the moment.
Put on your world ball. The Marty Shigold Show. Mucking around, having a bit of fun. Triple M.